Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about how healthy lifestyle choices can help improve our physical, psychological, and emotional well-being. My guest this evening believes the benefits of regular exercise, adequate sleep, supportive social connections, healthy food choices, and the art of balance are the keys to improving our children's future as well as our own. My guest this evening is Dr. Megan Greger, co-founder and chief medical officer of Kellen Foundation, whose mission is to develop, support, facilitate, and implement programs that encourage family and community physical and emotional wellness. The Kellen Foundation believes that a combined approach, including social advocacy, child, family, and community education, and at times direct family intervention, is necessary to achieve positive change. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Megan Greger, co-founder and chief medical officer of the Kellen Foundation, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY.
Well, thank you, Ellie.
Welcome. And it is really a delight to hear of a physician who is interested in lifestyle education and difference. How did you come to that position?
Well, I'm actually a family medicine doctor, and I was in hospital loan practice for a while, and I was seeing that the children and the adults, too, the families that were coming to my practice, were just really struggling with a lot of chronic diseases, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and especially for the kids, it was very difficult to affect their health in our very short office visits that we have. So a lot of times the kids didn't actually have a diagnosable disease yet. They didn't yet have high cholesterol or high blood pressure, but they were gaining weight and losing fitness over the course of the years that I would see them as their primary care doc. And I would talk to them about eating more fruits and vegetables and getting out in front so that they weren't in front of the screen as often. And I was talking about less sweetened beverages, but I really wasn't making an impact. And so I was trying to come up with ways to be able to affect families positively with their lifestyle choices. And at that point, there really wasn't a way to bill for those services or to do those services within my office. And that's how Kellen Foundation came to be, was to create these sort of programs to help people make those healthy lifestyle choices and support them in living the best life that they could.
So how long has Kellen Foundation been operating?
Kellen Foundation will be 11 years old this April, actually. So we are 11 years old, and it has been something that not only myself, I'm the co-founder, but also my co-founder, Eric Ruth, who's another Bethlehem guy, started 11 years ago to be able to create the type of programs that I really wished as a physician I could send my patients to.
What kind of program is that?
So now we actually have four main programs for Kellen Foundation. We started as intervention programs, so the things that I mentioned, wanting to be able to have patients go to help them manage their either chronic diseases that they already had or to prevent those diseases from happening in the first place. So that's Kellen Health, and those are intervention programs for families or for individual patients, as well as medical education for medical professionals, so physicians, nurses, dietitians, things like that. Then we have another piece of Kellen, which is called Kellen Schools, and that involves going out into the elementary schools in the area. We're actually in 9 different school districts here in the Lehigh Valley, and that is going to see the kids in an individual classroom-by-classroom basis and play interactive games with them, teach them to be food detectives, but really get them excited about eating healthy food, getting more exercise, putting down the screens, things like that. So we do that for 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade. And then we also have school gardens. We actually have 25 different school gardens that we manage throughout the Lehigh Valley. And for those schools, we get the kids involved in growing some of their own real food that then they can take some of it home to plant in their own gardens, and then some of it is in the school gardens that they get to actually eat and taste and enjoy. That is one of the most effective ways to get kids to eat healthy food, is to get them to grow it and help prepare it themselves. Actually, I have to tell you a story about a little guy who we had some kohlrabi. This was on the Eat Real Food mobile market, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. But he came out of the Easton Boys and Girls Club, and we are sampling kohlrabi. And kohlrabi is a weird-looking vegetable, right? I mean, most people have no
idea.
Sounds weird. Yeah. Most people have no idea what kohlrabi is. So we had some purple kohlrabi, and he came out, and he was like, ew, what's that? And we said, it's kohlrabi. Do you want to give it a try? And he's like, maybe. And so he took a bite of it, and he loved it. He started dancing around on the grass at Easton Boys and Girls Club, and he was singing, kohlrabi, kohlrabi. He's like, I could eat this all day, every day. And that's the thing, is a lot of times kids don't realize how delicious vegetables can be, because if you just get, like, you know, soggy peas from a can or something, those, you know, don't taste all that great. But we also plant dragon tongue beans, which are purple. And the kids love the dragon tongue beans because, I mean, how cool is it that you've got this purple bean and they're so sweet.
And they come from dragons.
That's exactly right. They come from dragons. So we, in our school gardens, we plant cool stuff like dragon tongue beans and dragon carrots, which are purple carrots, but also things like cherry tomatoes, because that's a great way to get kids into vegetables and peppers and things like that. So
How are the gardens maintained over vacation time and summertime?
That is the tricky part. Yes. So actually, that's a big piece of what Kellen's mission is to get the families and the communities involved. So the kids and the teachers help maintain the gardens until school's out. And then over the summer, one, we do have a farmer that's part of Kellen who goes around to all the gardens and helps to do the maintenance. But mostly what we do is get the parents and the families and the community involved in taking care of the garden over the summer. And then they weed and they water. But they also get to harvest. So then the food goes right back into the community of where the garden is. And then in the fall, when the kids come back, there's still a lot of garden food to harvest. And so a lot of schools will have like a harvest festival where the kids will get to eat it in their classroom. There's lots of different ways that the different schools do. But the key is to get the whole school community involved in the garden.
Now, you mentioned that you're involved in several communities. Is this both in Northampton and Lehigh, or
yes,
just Northampton?
Yep, Northampton and Lehigh and Monroe. And Warren County. So we're actually all the way, and Stroudsburg. So we're in Panther Valley Elementary, and we're also in some of the schools in Stroudsburg and Phillipsburg, every Bethlehem Elementary School, every Easton Elementary School, every Bangor Elementary School, and four different elementary schools in Allentown. We're looking to expand into more schools in Allentown because we love hanging out with the kids.
Well, that sounds so exciting and so rewarding for the children, because I think there's nothing more exciting than really being successful in seeing the things that you've planted grow. I say that because I grew up in New York City. We didn't have any place to plant, but mm-hmm. I remember when I was very young asking my mother if I could have a window box, and I would make a window box and I put seeds in, but that was New York City and nothing happened.
Oh no. You know, now what you're saying is reminding me of what we hear so often from the teachers. For the third graders that have the garden program, they plant tomato and pepper seeds on cups in their on their windowsills mm-hmm. to grow for the garden, and each child gets to take a tomato or a pepper plant home. But the teachers have said that what happens is, like, the kids take care of those plants like they're pets or something. Like, as soon as they run into the classroom in the morning, they want to run over and check on their plant, see how it's growing. And so it really, kids really absolutely get attached to the plants and to the food that they're growing. And that's part of why they're willing to eat it, because they're excited about it.
Well, I think that is a wonderful motivation. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbaro, and I'm talking this evening with Dr. Megan Greger, co-founder and chief medical officer of the Kellen Foundation, which is doing a remarkable job of taking health education to the children and the teenagers in our community. Mm-hmm. And that is very special.
Now, in addition to the school programs that are the elementary schools, we also have a part of us that's called Kellen Kitchens, and that is doing cooking demonstrations with whole food, plant-based recipes, and we'll do 6 to 8 sessions in a row. We do this at Easton Area Community Center every summer as part of their Summer Nights program. We've done it at McKinley Elementary in Allentown. We've done it at different senior centers. And what we do is we actually get the participants involved in cooking with us, and then they get a chance to eat the products of their labor. So they actually get to all, we all sit together and have food and talk, and they get the recipe in English and Spanish. But it's a social thing as well as a learning how to actually cook with these types of food. How do you cut up a butternut squash, or what do you do if you have all this zucchini? Like, what are you going to do with this? So Kellen Kitchens is another incredibly effective way to have children or adults trying different recipes, something that they maybe wouldn't have thought to do themselves, and then they realize how delicious it is. As a matter of fact, one of the moms at Easton Area Community Center came up to us after we did our Kellen version of healthier macaroni and cheese, which was like whole grain pasta, and it had zucchini in it, it had cauliflower in it, it had a whole lot of veggies in too. And she came up and she said, "This is surprisingly delicious." She said, "I never would have thought that we would like this food, but we're going to make this." And we definitely see it with the kids. You know, the kids themselves, they love things like veggie burritos, or they love things like, we have a Kellen's sweet potato and 3-bean chili. And this is really good food, and they like it. They just haven't really been exposed to it before.
I don't think many of us have been exposed to it before. This sounds like a very delicious idea. And is there a charge for the program?
No, the places where we do these programs, we have financial support through other like donors or hospitals or things like that. So we're able to provide this for free, basically. So everybody gets a chance to cook and eat and get the recipe and enjoy some time together. And the other thing that's awesome about that is it brings the community together, especially like Easton Area Community Center, where you have parents and grandparents and kids all making this food together. But you're making a community feeling where they're actually talking to each other too, where they'll be saying, "Oh yeah, when I get all this zucchini, this is what I do with it," or "Yeah, one of the things I love to do with carrots or cauliflower is this." So they're starting to support each other, and that's what we want to see.
Well, I think that is so exciting and so creative and so involved in helping people take charge of their lives and creating new lifestyles that they might never have thought about. Mm-hmm. Because without your kitchen demonstration and kitchen involvement, they might not have known about macaroni and cheese with a different way.
Absolutely.
And enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And actually, that makes me think about one of the things that we talk with the children in the garden program is we'll have them all stand and we're talking about the seeds and how do you grow things and stuff. But then I'll tell them, "How many of you guys like money?" And of course, every child raises their hand. Even the teacher usually raises their hand, right? Because everybody likes money. And I say, well, actually, growing some of your own food is like printing your own money, because the seeds that we're planting today cost pennies for the seeds that are in, for the amount of seeds that we're using. But over the course of the summer, we'll get hundreds of dollars of vegetables out of these gardens. So not only is it healthier for you, but you're saving money. So like what you said in New York City, even if you don't have a place for a garden, as long as you have some sun and a pot, you can grow lettuce greens, you could grow a cherry tomato plant, something like that, and start eating some of your own real food.
Well, we're going to talk more with Dr. Megan Greger, co-founder and chief medical officer of the Kellen Foundation, when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And tonight we're talking with a wonderful guest, Dr. Megan Greger, who is the co-founder and chief medical officer of the Kellen Foundation, whose mission is to develop, support, facilitate, and implement programs that encourage family and community physical and emotional wellness. The Kellen Foundation believes that a combined approach, including social advocacy, child, family, and community education, and at times direct family intervention, is necessary to achieve positive change. In the first part, we were talking about these wonderful gardens and this wonderful idea to ways to help in youngsters become enthused about healthy eating. It's not about talking about it, which is important, but by having these gardens available and making them available to children, are they children of all ages?
Well, we work with the third and fourth grade students, but then the families of the whole community are welcome to participate, especially over the summertime. So it's available for everybody. And actually, what you were just talking about made me think of, you know, we're teaching people how to eat healthy, and we're teaching people healthy lifestyles with exercise and sleep and things like that. But what do you do if you live in the middle of a food desert? And unfortunately, here in the Lehigh Valley, we have eight areas that are designated as food deserts, meaning that it's difficult to access fresh fruits and vegetables, that people have poor access to food. So one of the things that Kellen Foundation does to address that issue is we have the Eat Real Food Mobile Market. And what that is, it was a combined initiative. We had some catalyst funding from Two Rivers Health and Wellness Foundation, St. Luke's is involved, Easton Hospital's involved, Easton Rotary is involved. And what we do is we have a 24-foot trailer that we bring into areas of food insecurity, like here in Southside Bethlehem, Marvine Elementary, Cheston Elementary. There's a couple places in Easton in the West Ward where we bring on a weekly basis during the growing season fresh local produce from our local farms, as well as other healthy staples like avocados and mangoes, or we'll bring in oatmeal and whole grain breads, things like that, so that people can actually access local healthy food right there in their neighborhood.
Now, when you bring this in, do they pay for these products that they buy?
Yes, they do. However, we make sure that our prices are equal or better than local grocery store prices, and we accept the EBT card, the SNAP benefits, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and we have an awesome program in combination with Buy Fresh, Buy Local Lehigh Valley, where people who have their EBT card can come and buy fresh fruits and vegetables, and then they get a matching amount of local produce for free, up to $10. So, for example, if you come to our mobile market and you buy some bread and you buy some mangoes and maybe you buy some onions, and now you've paid $10, you can get $10 of local produce like Scholl's apples or Hunsiger's potatoes or things like that for free as a match. So that makes the food very, very affordable.
Well, this sounds very exciting and very energizing to hear that such programs are now being formulated in the Lehigh Valley. Now, one of the other things that is important in lifestyle medication is the ability to transform from a diseased body to a non-diseased body, for example, with diabetes. Tell us about that.
We've had some wonderful stories of people who, by changing their diet, have been able to really change their life and get themselves off of medication. So, for example, there's a gentleman here in South Bethlehem who has had diabetes for a long time, and in conjunction with his diabetes support group that he does with St. Luke's, he changed his diet by coming up to the Eat Real Food Mobile Market on a weekly basis and buying fresh produce. And by changing the way he ate, he actually told us the other day that he no longer has diabetes. Like, he doesn't have to take his medications, and he's doing amazingly well. And that is just one example of what you can do. Food, really, the power of plants is amazing. Food makes such a difference. And a lot of times people think like, well, calories are calories. But 100 calories of a donut and 100 calories of broccoli are completely different in the way your body processes and uses that. Actually, I have another example, which was, I think, one of my favorite examples as a doctor, because this is why most of us go into medicine, is to keep people healthy and get them better if they've gotten sick. So Kellen runs these intervention programs for families where if they're having some lifestyle issues, maybe obesity, maybe high blood pressure or things like that, but especially for children, for childhood obesity. So we had a 13-year-old girl who was part of one of our programs, and she had come because she was having some issues with her weight and with her endurance and things like that. But she was the one we were really kind of focused on because this was a program for children. However, her father came with her to every session, and he was really there to support his daughter.
Was he heavy as well?
He actually was not that heavy, but a little bit, and he was probably in his 40s. And actually, this just goes to show that you don't have to be heavy to have diabetes, unfortunately, depending on the type of food that you're eating. So he went through the whole program, and we were on the very last day, and he asked permission to stand up and talk to the group, and we said, absolutely. And when he stood up, he said, you know, I didn't let anybody know about this, but I'm a diabetic. And he said, and before we started this program, my diabetes was so out of control. My hemoglobin A1C was greater than 11, and I lost my job as a commercial truck driver because they took my license away. And he said, you know, I was really devastated. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I started coming to this program with my daughter for her and just started doing the things that I was told she should do. We did them together kind of to support her. And he said, I just want you to know, you know, after these past 3 months, my hemoglobin A1C is down below 8, which means my diabetes is much better under control, and my old company is giving my job back.
I think that's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story of taking charge of one's life.
Mm-hmm.
That really is. And he took charge not to help himself, but to help his daughter.
Absolutely. Parents will do amazing things to help their children, and then they can help themselves in the process.
And they can help themselves in the process. That's a beautiful story. Yes, indeed. And how did you become yourself interested in lifestyle medicine? Because I have to be honest, in most cases, when I have gone to my wonderful physicians, they say, Ellie, oh, this and this, take this, take two of this in the morning, meaning two medications or two antibiotics or two somethings, and take this and call me in about a week. And most physicians do not talk about, they indicate, but they don't really promote the lifestyle emphasis that your Kellen Foundation is promoting. Is this a new area in medicine today?
Now, the American Board of Lifestyle Medicine is new, which is being board certified in lifestyle medicine as a new specialty, which I was one of the first of 204, I think, global professionals that were certified. But the concepts of food being medicine go all the way back to Hippocrates when he said, you know, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And we've had amazing researchers over the years like Dean Ornish and Caldwell Esselstyn to do some really phenomenal work to show that this is possible. But for me personally, I'm a family doc, so I saw tons of diabetes and tons of heart disease. I saw people getting amputated. I saw people having their their chests split open to have their coronary artery bypass graft. And I have one of my favorite quotes is from Thomas Edison, and he says, "Discontent is the first necessity of progress." And as a family doc, I was very discontented about what was happening to my patients because I could write them prescriptions, I could send them for procedures, but it really seemed to me that they were just getting worse and worse over time. I mean, we were slowing the damage, but we weren't fixing the damage. And I felt like there had to be another way. So I did a lot of my own research and found these phenomenal people like Dean Ornish and Caldwell Esselstyn and other docs who had gone before me that had done some of this research. And I said, why aren't we doing this? Like, we know this works. Why aren't we doing it? And that's what got me excited about trying to kind of like change the paradigm. Because to me, the way our healthcare system is going, the fact that we have we're spending like $316 billion every year on cardiovascular disease and like $245 billion on diabetes, and yet people are still getting amputated and dying of heart attacks and these things. We need to shift the paradigm and look at how can we, in a way, like we think of it as turning off the faucet, like you're flooding your house because the faucet's going. If you just spend all your time trying to wipe up that water, you might get some things a little drier, but you are still flooding your house.
And you might get knee pain trying to fix up the water.
Exactly, right? So lifestyle medicine is all about turning off that faucet. Let's look at each individual patient and say, what is it about your lifestyle that got you to this point? Why is your body reacting this way? And we know that there's an amazingly healing potential in eating whole food, plant-based diets, getting adequate sleep, getting regular exercise, having good social connections with people, and avoiding substances that hurt you like tobacco.
And how do you feel about white foods.
Oh, I'm not a real fan of white foods. Yes,
I know that I have given up all things that are white. White potatoes, white bread, white flour, etc., white sugar, etc. How do you feel about white products?
Oh, that's funny. That goes right into what we teach the kids in school, is we say you need to eat the rainbow. You need to eat the rainbow of different colors of fruits and vegetables. So we definitely want to see a lot of different color on the plate, preferably by lots of vegetables and some fruits too. And I think that whole grains are very good for you. So doing things like rice, and then you've got things like beans when you mix that together. So I would definitely avoid the processed foods. And that's white foods, like the processed white bread and white pasta. But it's also a lot of our snacks and our sugar breakfast cereals and things like that. So the more processed it is, the less healthy it is going to be for you. The closer it is, one of my friends, Hans Diehl, who is the founder of the CHIP program, he calls it food as grown. So if the more you are eating it closer to the way it was grown, the better off you're going to be. But I definitely still think there's a place for whole grains. And then things that are like nuts and seeds, things like quinoa, which is really a seed, that's a good thing too. So as much as possible, you want to fill your plate with your fruits and your veggies, mostly your veggies, and then you also add in your beans and your whole grains, and you avoid the things that are highly processed, especially beverages. We always say don't drink your calories.
Well, you know, this is wonderful. How will people get in touch with you if they would like to make a connection or read more about the Kellen Foundation and the work, Dr. Megan Greger, that you are doing as a chief medical officer?
One of the best things to do is to look at our website, which is www.kellen.org, and Kellen is K-E-L-L-Y-N. You could get in touch with us by sending us an email to info@kellen.org. And the Thalantrism Retreat and Wellness Center is located in Tadmin, Pennsylvania. You could check that out on the web at www.thalantrismretreat.com. And one of the things I definitely want to make sure that we say before the end is that we are so excited to be hosting the first annual Lifestyle Medicine Symposium for medical professionals and other interested people. And that's going to be in April of 2016. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, definitely give us an email.
You're going to have to do a pickup on that. April 2016 is 2 years ago.
I'm sorry. April 6, 2019. You're right. Yeah.
So could you pick up right there, please?
April 6.
We're going to be holding it, so like pick up with the whole thought.
With the whole thought. Okay.
Right. And just stop right there. April, whatever, 2019.
So let me start now. Okay.
Are you ready?
I have not stopped rolling.
Oh, so sorry. Okay. So one of the things we're so excited that we want to get...
I need a little cleaner than that, please.
So one of the things that we're so excited to get the information out about is going to be the first annual Lifestyle Medicine Symposium that's going to be held at the Thalantrism Retreat and Wellness Center on April 6th, 2019. And it's going to be in partnership with Kellen Foundation and the Community Health Department of St. Luke's University Health Network.
I want to thank you, Dr. Megan Greger, co-founder and chief medical officer of the Kellen Foundation, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that good health is a combination of our physical, psychological, and emotional well-being. Thank you for helping us to understand that we all have the possibility of making positive choices to increase our physical well-being as well as our emotional well-being. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.